welcome to this week's episode of Asexuals Anonymous, the podcast where we talk all about asexuality. If you'd like to get in touch, please do. The email address is asexualsanon@hotmail.com. My TikTok DMs are always open at amybutler66, AmieButler66. And our Instagram page DMs are always open as well, which is Asexuals Anonymous, the podcast. I don't think it's got the in, actually. I think it's just Asexuals Anonymous podcast. And my DMs are also open on Instagram, AmieButler96. Thank you so much to everyone who has sent in messages already. As always, they are a pleasure to read and an absolute privilege to receive. Thank you to those as well who have downloaded... Wow, I have such a loud road. Who have downloaded the podcast, who have liked, rated, shared, subscribed, all of the fun stuff. Also, we're on YouTube, but it is just my face at the minute. But I mean, go give that a watch as well. Why not? But yeah, let's get on with this week's episode. Hello and welcome to my anonymous friend. How are you doing?
Hi babes, I'm all right. How are you?
I'm good. My voice always goes really high pitched when I like start it off. I was like, we were just talking normally and then it's like, hiya, welcome.
I was also laughing about the fact that me and you have literally been on FaceTime for like an hour and a half before this.
Was it? Yeah, but we were working. It wasn't a social much as it was a social.
I was going to say, I had a great time, so it didn't really feel like work. But yeah, it was not a social affair. We were very seriously
researching.
Mm.
We were researching a bit of Virgin Island, of course.
We were. But well, first of all, how are you? Are you okay? We need to do our normal how are we update, and we need to talk about the weather.
We do need to talk about the weather, which has been gorgeous today and the last few days, actually. So I'm happy to sort of welcome summer in now.
Yeah, I caught the sun a little bit when I was at the Arsenal women's game the other day.
I am so jealous of everyone that was there because it looked so good.
Catching a little tan, had a little beer, did a little thing, 4-3. Great.
Did a little dance. It looks like a really good game.
Well, I'm going to say this. I have never been late for a football game, and I was late for the last game of the season. So I walked through the turnstiles at 12:30 kickoff. So I missed North London Forever, which I was a bit sad about.
I was going to say, were you under the flag?
And then I was like, oh, okay, I'll just go to the toilet really quickly. I'm having a wee, and I hear the cheer, and I'm like, how have I missed a goal? Like, it's 12:32. Chloe Kelly.
Like, what was it? It was less than 2 minutes.
1 minute and 55 seconds. The fastest goal scored in the WSL at the Emirates.
That's wild.
Which is very impressive, but I was really upset that I was in the toilets when it happened.
I would be gutted as well. But also, I always need a wee before the... before the show, but
Before the performance,
I always need a wee as well before any kind of show that I watch. I always go before and in the interval because there's no way I'm being that person who gets up in the middle of like a number or something and goes to the toilet and then comes back and interrupts everyone again. Oh God, no way.
We're not those people.
Ah, girlfriend.
No.
Before we get on to the lovely topic of the Virgin Island series on Channel 4, for those of you in the UK. Actually, if you were on the US, I think that... Did you say that they had a US version?
I think that there was. From when I was doing my Googling last week,
there
was. Yeah.
So if you have seen...
It wouldn't surprise me if there was an American version, because they have some interesting TV shows about everything. So.
True. And it does seem like something they would do first, to be fair. Mm-hmm. But if you're someone who's seen the American version, I'd love to hear your thoughts on this. And also, if you're watching the UK version, we'd love to hear your thoughts on this. But before we get onto that topic, I would just like to read out a little message.
Go for it. I'm here for it. We love our messages.
I was going to say, because you guys know how much we love and appreciate every single message. So this one, I'm going to keep anonymous because they've not stated yes or no. It just says, just listened to the sex obsession episode and had to reach out. For me, I don't like not understanding stuff, so naturally I had to deep dive into the world's greatest obsession. Just because I wasn't participating didn't mean I wasn't going to understand. But for something that 99% of the world does, not many people like talking about it, which is weird. So true. Isn't that so true?
Very, very true, yeah.
I feel like I'd never thought about it that way before. Like, everyone's obsessed and it's everywhere and it sells, et cetera, et cetera. However, it's such a taboo topic.
Tell you what, you've picked a perfect message for a segue into Virgin Island. I'll tell you that. Well done. Congratulations. What a selection. But yeah, let's talk about the message. I mean, I agree.
Wait.
Oh, sorry.
I've not finished.
Apologies.
I just wanted to deep dive into that little bit because I thought that was great. So, anyway, mini rant. Messaged Amy previously before I realised the pod had an account too, so I apologise in advance for the ensuing stream of random parasocial commentary. Love the pod. Thanks so much, Amy, and Anonymous. But he spelt it Anne as, like, your first name. O as your middle name. Nimus. So you're now called Anne, which I'm keeping.
Yeah. Maybe that could be my drag name.
Oh, that's such a good idea. If you would ever do drag.
Yeah, maybe not.
Not really your vibe.
No. I mean, I like watching it, but I don't know if I would be great at participating.
Oh, can I also this is also the same person messaged me on my personal account, and they said, just found your podcast, smashing through over half the episodes in a work day. As a husband and father, my perception of my place under the ACE umbrella is a constant grey area. So it's great to have new aspect? Why can't I read today? Aspect? Content to keep myself assessing and revalidating my identity.
Oh, cool. So you didn't need to worry about the slip of the gender then, because if he is a husband and father, he probably won't mind us saying he.
So true.
But, you know, it's good because I feel like we've had people who are in relationships, we've had parents, we've had young people, we've had older people, we've had people who've been married. Like, we've really had like a broad spectrum of people who either have continuously identified as ace, are figuring out that they are ace, identified as something else, and now have like kind of changed their identity. I feel like we've really kind of, like, we talk about building our community. It's a very, very wide community with lots of different people, and I'm here for it.
It's a mixed bag.
I'm really, me and you, we love a pick a mix.
Oh, I love a pick a mix.
I know you do. We had this conversation, and I slowly in a pick a mix, and I could kidnap you.
Slowly's. They're my kryptonite at the minute. Kryptonite?
Yeah, you got it.
Catnip? Oh my god. Is that right?
No. You can use catnip or kryptonite. It depends whether you want to be a cat or you want to be Superman.
I'm going to go kryptonite, you know?
I like it. But no, it is very interesting. Like, me and you, obviously we'll get onto Virgin Island like properly, but there was a lot to unpack, and I think you're right. Like, the world is obsessed with sex, and it's everywhere, and there's not really any escape in it.
There is no escape, and I think that is why asexuality as a orientation, people struggle with it so much, and I think that is literally why.
Yeah, it's everywhere, and there's also this like expectation, like, you have the expectation that you should be doing it, and you have the expectation of who you should be doing it with and how you should be doing it, and that's all based on kind of generations ago. But also, you have the expectation that you're not supposed to talk about it.
Yeah.
Like, it's very taboo. It's like, you don't talk about it. We don't talk about Bruno.
I was literally about to sing that. I'm so glad you said that, because my singing voice would not have done that justice.
No, we don't. But that's the thing, is it's just a bit like, it's this thing that there's always an expectation of, like, you know, when people get married, heterosexual people get married, it's kind of like, right, next thing you do is you find a boyfriend or a girlfriend, you get engaged, you get married, you have a baby, and you live happily ever after. But we don't talk about how you have the baby, or we don't talk about if you're struggling to have a baby, because that means that you're not doing the sex thing right. But also, if you don't necessarily marry or get with a person who is the opposite sex, well, what is sex? What is lesbian sex? What is this kind of sex? And how do you know if you've slept with this girl? Or how do you know if you've done... Like, everybody's got opinions about something that really and truly nobody understands, because I think it's such an individual thing, depending on how you identify, how you feel about it. Nobody wants to talk about it because it's private and it's awkward. But then... it's everywhere. It's like, we don't talk about this, but we do have to be subjected to it in books, on TV, on films, in songs, like, everywhere. So it's like, but no, but we don't talk about it. But we can sing about it.
Like, I hate this world.
And then people go, oh, it's so controversial. Like, let's sing this song that's really graphic and sexual. And then everyone's like, oh my gosh, you can't say that. And it's like, why not?
Why not? Why not?
It's so confusing.
Yeah. Well, not before we go onto it. We're onto Virgin Island now.
We're not.
You would never catch me on there.
Don't get excited, guys. It's not us being like, we're going to go on it. We're on it.
Also, we're not virgins, but
speak for yourself. No, I'm joking.
But before we actually get into the conversation on opinions and thoughts and stuff, I watched the telly this morning, and it was everywhere. Like, on This Morning, on Loose Women, which are UK morning TV programmes, and the opinions were so interesting, and like on Lorraine and stuff. And it was like, a lot of people like found it very cringeworthy. They were watching through their fingers a lot of the time. One lady felt how I was speaking last week about, she kind of felt like they were being exploited. She really hoped that they were being looked after in the right way. Why are they going on a TV program when the whole point in a lot of them, they're saying, is that they're so self-conscious and underconfident. Is a TV show the right place then to be exploited in that way? And then we were speaking about that maybe they've gone onto a TV program because they are so desperate to get help, and they're like, this is the only way.
Yeah, I feel like we haven't, obviously, with episode one, which we watched like together on FaceTime, I feel like we haven't had a chance to kind of meet all of the people.
Yeah.
Another thing that annoys me is they, and I get why they've done it, but they keep calling them the virgins.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, but the...
They should, like, call them like the islanders or something.
Yeah, like the group, like the participants. There's endless synonyms that you can think of rather than going the virgins.
Yeah, because it's got such a
negative connotation. Like, that's the thing that kind of irritates me a little bit, but I don't think we've had the chance to, like, meet all of the people who are involved yet. I think it's kind of, each episode focuses just on a few of the individuals. I feel like we've thought about, there's some people on there who possibly aren't necessarily on there for the right reasons. And then there's that one guy, and we really like him, but I can't remember. Is his name Ben, maybe?
Oh, is it Dave? The blondie one.
No, not Dave. We don't mind Dave, but the... I did that, but people can't see me.
Okay. Well, that's an enticing thing for people to watch on YouTube, isn't it?
I was trying to be nice.
If you're not watching on YouTube, I'm so sorry. I'm leaving this in.
Yeah, do it. No, but we, like, he's really, really sweet. And he seems like he's actually at a point where he's so ready and willing to accept any help that he could get. But he can't find that in the quote-unquote real world. That he's really receptive to all of the things that they're trying to help him with and speak to him about. And he's really willing to join him with stuff. And then there's other people who are kind of less willing. And obviously, you don't know someone's full journey and stuff, but it seems a little bit like, what are you going to get out of this situation?
Yeah, I wonder if those people sort of jumped in and they're like, they're now in it and they're like, oh crap, this is on telly, this is real, like this is happening.
Yeah. And it's, there's a little bit of like panic almost.
Yeah, but yeah, that other
we
do. Guy,
we also we like Dave.
I do like Dave. I feel like
he's cute. Like he's funny. He's got good banter. He's not taking himself too seriously.
Yeah.
I feel like he's in there with the purpose of kind of just seeing what he can get out of it, whether it's sleeping with someone or not. But I think the whole thing, like as much as you said, like people have been watching through, like they're putting their hands over their eyes. Me and you spent a good portion watching it with our hands over our faces, over our mouths, just in shock. Because yeah. It was wild.
It was wild.
Like, sorry, mild spoiler alerts come in for Virgin Island. But I weren't expecting the therapists to be kissing up on them and them having, like, surrogate sex people that they can sleep with when they get intimate with, like...
Yeah, I also think that episode one was tame.
I do, because I've seen a little teaser where a lady gets her whole vagina out for the group. And she's like, and this is the vulva. And I'm like, wow. Wow. But then yeah. It's a bit like, is that like exposure therapy? Like, I don't know what it would do if I was like in the situation in a group setting where a lady comes in and goes, here's my vagina.
Well, I think in a group setting, I would just be a child and laugh.
Have a little... Well, you said Willy before, so...
Okay, should we let the dear listener in on what that conversation was?
So, as part of the touch therapy session that one of the participants was doing, that was when they were stroking their arms, right?
No, I think it was... Wasn't it because, literally just the kiss?
No, because I'm sure that they were stroking their arms and he was, like, kissing her hands and stuff, and then he went, I think that's enough now. And she said... Oh, why did you stop? Did something come up for you? And you said...
Yeah.
It's Willy.
Willy.
You absolute child. I also laughed, so I'm calling you childish, but I am part of Destiny's Childish as well. So I can't really say much, but...
That was funny. And I also thought that was quite quick from me.
It was, well done. It was funny. But do you know what? It was a real roller coaster of emotions. There was one girl who had to have a therapy session and she had to pick different parts of her body that she would feel comfortable with the therapist putting his hand. So I think she picked her knee first and then she picked like slightly up her thigh a little bit more. And we kind of spoke about it and we were just a bit like, that therapist, I'm sure he's lovely. Like, obviously, you would hope in this situation that they've vetted everyone and everybody's had given consent and all of that. That would be the expectation. But it's just, he's not someone that I would personally enjoy touching my thigh anyway.
Do you know? Yes, exactly that. And like, I think...
If we were hanging out and you touched my thigh, whatever. But we're friends. Like, we have, like... a connection. So I don't know if it goes down to that as well, and that kind of like link into like the whole aceness of like some people need to build a connection before they start to feel any kind of like desire or romance.
I know that's
not necessarily an ace thing, that is just sometimes that's just a people thing, but also like there's a lot of crossovers with it. But
I think there is kind of like, I think it's quite normal to sort of want a connection with someone before they go touching like your thighs and stuff. Like I do think that's probably a majority want. Like we were saying, I think I really would feel a bit weird if like this guy that I've just met starts like touching me in places, like just in general, like, I don't.
And even if you give them permission and give them consent, like I wouldn't be like overly thrilled at essentially a stranger touching me.
I actually think it would probably do more damage than good, to be honest.
Yeah, whereas I feel like if you were in that situation and you got to know the like other like islander groupie people, then that would probably be more of an appropriate relationship to have someone touch you. potentially.
Yeah, but I do get the whole exposure therapy thing, and yeah, they're like exposing them. I get it, but I just don't know if it works in this situation. Like,
no.
But also, but there was this one guy who had his therapist stand like almost nose to nose with him, and she was like, "How does this feel?" And I'm like, "Mate, she said
out of 100, how intense do you rate this?" And he was like 90, and I'm thinking 99, bro. Like, tell her to. And he did. He told her to take a step back, and she did. Like, there was no, it wasn't like we're not witnessing people. That people are uncomfortable, but as soon as they're kind of voicing that.
As soon as they want it to stop, it stops. Like, it's,
but then again, the bit that I found really strange at the start, me personally, is they were watching that therapist, I think her name is Danielle, her and that guy, he was like pushing her up against the wall and she was like moaning, and then one of the participants was like crying.
Yeah, I think that is a really
it's a lot.
Yeah, I think there's a lot there. There's clearly a lot there to unpack with that. And I get that, like, I get it. But yeah, with that guy, with the therapist stood so close, I would find that really uncomfortable, even if it was, like, my best friend. Like, it would be a different situation. Like, we would laugh about it and I'd be like, what the fuck are you doing? But, like, I don't know. It wouldn't be a comfortable situation.
No.
So for, like, a therapist that they've literally just met, I don't see how they can even get used to that. Like, that's not something normal and to get used to.
No, and the thing that kind of makes me, I say concerned as if, you know, I'm talking about my friends, but, like, they've got these surrogate partners who eventually their plan is some of them are going to lose their virginity to. But surely that's a dangerous situation to be, like, building up this connection with this person to the point where you feel comfortable to lose your virginity, something that you have not done in potentially up to nearly 30 years of life, because some of them are like 28, 29. How is it going to be okay when they then have to cut off that contact with a person that they have developed an emotional bond with, an emotional connection with?
Very true.
Like, how detrimental is that going to be?
I do think that guy who has, we've seen, have his first connection with the surrogate sex therapist, he just wants to lose the V plates. Like, he just wants to get it done. He wants the deeds done. And it makes me sad because he doesn't. I understand that. I completely get it. And actually, probably most of them are thinking the same thing. But you can see that he's like so, like, desperate for it to happen. He's jumping head first into every single exercise. And good for him. Like, that is exactly what the show is all about, I'm guessing.
He has, like we both said, he's taken the right attitude towards it. He's kind of just given everything a go. And when he's uncomfortable or when he's done and ready to stop, he'll stop. And when he's voicing how he feels. I do feel like there's a difference in some of the male and female participants. Like, you can see that the girls are a lot more emotional. And obviously, you know, as females tend to be, more emotional about things, but it is very interesting to see how different things are approached. And I think for some of them, they need like a person to. It's hard because, like, for me, I would very much be aware that that person is doing their job, and it's like, you're pretending to want to have sex with me.
Yeah, like that. That's like what.
Whereas they seem like they're not pretending that.
Yeah, like I said earlier, there was this, the woman, the therapist, who was like kissing this guy, and then she goes, oh, you're really sexy when you bite your lip and stuff like this. And I'm like, that would give me trust issues, because you're saying it because it's your job, not necessarily because it's true. Like, your job is to make me feel confident.
It's not that it's not true, but it's like, you're, like you said, like, how are they going to then have the confidence to go out in the world if this person is essentially doing their job?
Yeah, they're basically like them. Being paid to tell you this stuff.
Because also, not to sound rude, there's another way that you can pay someone to lose your virginity with.
Yeah,
and it doesn't have to be televised.
True.
But then it's like, is this going down the more healing kind of side of it? Like, I think we only get a snapshot, and obviously this is only episode one, and we've got like thoughts, but.
Yeah,
I think it's just going to get more and more.
I definitely think, like, there's a lot to unpack for every single contestant. Like, that's why they've gone on the show, I guess.
Yes.
Like, because you're right, because otherwise there are plenty of other ways you can do it. So I do think there are other.
But also, like, we were kind of talking about it as well, and not to sound like, not to sound really shallow or anything like that, but people have a preconceived idea of what a virgin looks like, or how a virgin acts. And again, this is all based on movies, TV, blah, blah, blah. there's no one in there that to me stands out as someone unattractive or unlovable or...
Yeah.
Like, they just look like normal people. To me, anyway. Like, not that I'm necessarily personally sitting there being like, oh, Dave's well fit. Like, it's not... But, like, these are people that I'm kind of a bit, like, in a way being like, I feel like you could be someone's type for sure. Like,
oh, I think 100%. There's definitely partners out there for them.
So you just kind of wonder, like, how deep it goes and what levels things are at to be at this point that they have to feel like they have to go on the TV. Or is this whole thing, this is what I was thinking, is this whole thing just a massive charade and none of them are virgins?
No, because I do vaguely know one of them. Okay. I do believe it. But also, like, I wonder how much of them have gone on this TV show to do a TV show, and sort of like they find the virgin side of this, like, themselves, like, quite quirky and quite, like, not that that's a bad thing. No, I'm just saying.
No, at no point are we. No, we're not more... like, we're not saying any of it's a bad thing. We're not like, listen, you've got to do what you've got to do. You've got to do what you feel comfortable with. We're not. It's just, it's fascinating more than anything to try and unpack it and think about it.
At the end of the day, for me, the issues don't lie with the contestants or the contestants sort of going on there. It lies with the program creators. And to be fair, I heard today that people have spoken to the contestants and they got like help, like support before, during and after
it does seem like a lot of the therapists that are there, like, obviously it is their actual job. I think one of them was like a sexological or something, like, fancy title. It does seem like it's like they are genuinely, that is what their job is and they're paid to do. They've obviously gone on the TV with as an extra added bonus, I think. But I do get the impression that this is that's their area of work. So you would hope that because this is their area of work, they know what they're doing and how to take care of people and the importance of it. And I think we've seen it as well with shows like this. Like, unfortunately, after Love Island's finished, there's been, based on people's mental health, their reaction to it, and that people, when they go on these TV shows, they do need protecting.
Yeah, exactly.
You would just hope that comes with, especially with this.
Yeah. I do still feel, my opinion hasn't fully changed yet.
No, I agree.
That they are being exploited and put on a podium for people to sort of cringe at and laugh at. And
yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I don't fully believe that this is an ethical program. Mm-hmm. I guess that's the right wording.
But I also think as well, like, there was some points that me and you were kind of cringing and laughing a little bit. But I think that we weren't necessarily cringing and laughing at the people. It was the kind of the premise and the things that they were trying to make them do.
And the fact it's on telly.
Yeah, but I think it goes back to literally what we were saying about this whole thing is, it's, even though it's, everyone's obsessed with it and everyone's watching this show because it's such a big thing, it's a taboo thing and we're not allowed to talk about it. And they're just out and about, walking around a room, moaning and pretending to be animals and showing off their vaginas. And it's a bit like, oh, you can't do that.
This is so true, yeah.
So I think that's where the cringe comes from and the, like, laughter, because it makes people uncomfortable, but at the same time you can't look away. It's like Naked Attraction.
Yeah, it is exactly that. And to be fair, maybe a show like this is good because it's kind of exposure therapy for everyone watching.
Yeah,
like, it is.
Yeah, and you have unpacked so much from it, and, like, I think in a way we've obviously, like, linked it to ourselves to be like, oh, if someone did that to me, I would be comfortable. If it was you, or if someone did that to me and was standing that close to me, I'd be uncomfortable as well. And, oh, maybe actually this links to part of my life where it's da, da, da. And it in a way you do relate to it in certain ways, and I think it's a good way of showing that actually the only thing that makes these people different or quote unquote not normal is they haven't had sex, but actually the rest of the things about them, they're just normal people. And the same could be said about asexual people.
Yeah.
That's the only thing that makes us different, is that we don't want to do something the same as you do, or we don't necessarily feel the same way about something that you feel, but everything else about us, there's like, you don't have to think it's strange, because we don't. It's just something.
And a lot of the time I was thinking, I wonder if any of these guys and girls have considered asexuality and looked into that and educated themselves on this, or has anyone even told them about this sexuality? And I would love to know also what the therapist's advice is around asexuality with that. Like, I'd love to know their thoughts on that.
Yeah, I feel like as we kind of go on, because I'm assuming by the end of the series, some people will have lost their virginity, some people won't have, and if they don't, what is the reason? Is the reason because they didn't want to? Is the reason because they didn't feel the connection with the person? Is the reason that they're ready to now, but they want to find a person in, like, the real world, quote unquote?
Or are they underconfident still?
Are they, yeah, has their feelings not changed? Or do they have some kind of different area they need to focus on and go, actually, it's not that I don't want to have sex. I don't feel sexual attraction in the same way.
Yeah, it's definitely something that I really hope they do bring up. And also, like, the very first thing that they worked on was desire. And that's kind of, like, within asexuality is the fact that you don't feel the desire as often, if at all. Or, you know, that word is on the spectrum. So, I just wonder if asexuality is discussed. I really hope it is.
Yeah, I feel like I'm going to be disappointed if it's not. But I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
We just have to keep watching and
see.
Is
there anything that you really related to on the show?
I don't know. I think for me, like, the bit that's quite sad in a way, which I think in some ways lots of people can relate to, is it's that internalised pressure.
Mm.
Because of how sex is perceived and because of the expectation, I feel like that I put more pressure on myself to feel a certain way, or I have done. Not so much now. I feel like now I'm like, I'm not even old, but now I'm like older and wiser. I just have massively stopped giving a shit.
Yeah.
And I'm really, really here for it, because it's so much easier if you don't. But I think growing up especially, there was a lot of an expectation to behave in a certain way. And I think the way that I behaved growing up, if I could go back and change that way and my attitude towards relationships and sex and things like that, it would be massively, massively different.
Do you think?
I think so. I mean, I don't have any regrets about it, because I'm not a person that dwells on stuff like that, because if I dwell on it too much, then that's when stress comes in and it's kind of like, well, I can't change it. So you kind of just have to make peace with the stuff that's happened. But I think for me, that internalized stress and that pressure that you're not good enough, or you're not meeting the expectations, or you're not what somebody wants or somebody needs, I think that that was a big thing that I had, and I've gone through like a few phases of feeling like that. And even now, like, to a certain extent, occasionally, you know, you have a bad day and you feel a certain type of way with certain things. But I think that that's probably the most relatable thing for me.
I feel bad, because I feel like if I was still a virgin, like, I would feel the same. I would want to not necessarily go on the telly, but I would want to find, I would be interested in that kind of therapy, like, maybe. Like, do you know what I mean? I'm glad that I'm not a virgin, and I'm glad that I've done it.
Yeah.
And I still think I did it for all the wrong reasons. And if I was a virgin, I still would do it for all the wrong reasons. I'd probably go out and seek someone and quickly just do it.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. I don't know. Maybe that is something.
It could be.
It's like
a society thing. Like, and there was always, I don't know about you, but there was always this pressure growing up to be like, have you done it yet? Have you done it yet? Who have you done it with? Oh, she's had sex. Oh, you know, he slept with this many girls. Like, it's that relentless.
I just don't think that has changed within myself, and I kind of hate that it hasn't.
But I think it's the same thing of like, you know, feeling like when you get to a certain age, you need to settle down and follow the societal norms. I think that's just kind of ingrained within our brains, because that's what we grew up on, and it's really, it's hard to change that, and it's hard to get out of what you know.
I feel like that's less so for me now, though. I feel like that kind of pressures I've made peace with, and I'm very, like, secure in the fact, like, I'm still living at home, and I'm not in a relationship, and my career isn't the most steady, but... And, like, I don't really have any plans to make a family anytime soon. And I'm kind of, like, I'm at peace with that, whereas I think if I was still
Yeah.
A virgin, like I wouldn't be at peace with that. But yeah, I don't know. It is interesting. I think the moment I resonated with the most and related to was when he got the out of date condoms.
We love Dave.
I love him. I think it is because like that genuinely happened to me. Like I got condoms given to me for my birthday, for my 16th, I think, and they just went out of date. And I was like, and I felt exactly the way that he felt. I was like, oh, I probably should have, you know, used them by now.
Yeah.
So I feel like that's my highlight and the most personal to
Dave
me.
Dave Byrne and his out of date condoms.
I'm so interested, and also I feel very like a lot of the population from what I've seen are on the same wavelength of my brain, which last week I was a little bit concerned that I was just being a bit.
I will be very, very interested to get on TikTok when it takes off a little bit more to see what people's thoughts and feelings are. I think that will be a dangerous place, and also just to see what people will say.
The thing is, like, that is exactly what scares me. People on TikTok and stuff, like, they're going to be making videos and just, like, taking the piss, and that's what I visualise anyway. I could be wrong, but, I mean, I'm probably going to go on TikTok after this and look and see what is going on and have a look, but the adults on telly, on TV, who have been talking about it, I feel I understand their viewpoints.
Yeah.
Some of them I'm a bit like what you were saying, like, why is it so taboo when it's everywhere?
Yeah.
Like, that is such a good point. And maybe that is a question I'd love to chuck at a load of people who are sort of, not arguing, but who have this view of, like, why is it on TV? Why are we doing, like, is this, blah, blah, blah. I'd love to just be like, why is it so bad to talk about and bad for a program like this to come up when it is everywhere?
Yeah.
And we can't escape it.
It's very, very true.
It would be interesting.
I feel like we could talk about this for hours, but...
We could. Anyway, I'm excited for the next episode. I think it's going to get real
interesting. I think it's going to get a bit mental.
Yeah.
But we'll watch together, and we'll get on this journey together.
Oh my goodness. Email in, message in with your opinions, thoughts, feelings about all of this. I'm so interested to hear what people say. Same. I think.
Wow, this is a meaty one, 47 minutes.
It was not actually 47 minutes, though, is it? We spent 10 minutes just rambling.
Oh, yeah,
about
we were.
Stuff.
I was telling you my deepest, darkest secrets, and I didn't realise it was recording.
Don't worry, I'll cut them out.
I hope so.
Pressure. Right, that is it for this week's episode. Thank you so much, everyone, for listening and watching if you're on YouTube. Remember to like, rate, subscribe, comment, share, download, all of the life admin stuff that comes along with a podcast. But yes, thank you so much. Anonymous friend, have a gorgeous week. We'll be coming in your ears next week.